We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
It's a candid admission from Fox News boss Rupert Murdoch about how his network handled Donald Trump's lie about the 2020 election. Murdoch acknowledging, quote, some of our commentators were endorsing false claims that the election was somehow stolen from former President Trump. I would have liked us to be stronger in denouncing it in hindsight, Murdoch said in a sworn deposition. And he said any executive who allowed lies about the election to be broadcast should be reprimanded or maybe got rid of.
Oh.
Instead, Fox promoted Trump's lies, some of their anchors echoing his bogus claims over and over again on their network.
Disturbing irregularities have been found.
It will be impossible to ever know the true, fair, accurate election results.
The billion-dollar lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems alleges Fox spread lies out of fear the truth would hurt ratings, giving a big megaphone to Trump lawyers Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, who were claiming without evidence that Dominion voting machines were being manipulated by shadowy foreign entities.
Sidney, we talked about the Dominion software. I know that there were voting irregularities. Tell me about that.
That's to put it mildly. The computer glitches could not and should not have happened at all. That is where the fraud took place.
Recent court filings show top Fox hosts privately trashed the Trump legal team for lying. As Tucker Carlson texted Laura Ingraham, Sidney Powell is lying. It's insane. Ingraham responded, Sidney is a complete nut. No one will work with her. Ditto with Rudy. And as Sean Hannity said, quote, I did not believe it for one second. In the wake of the January 6th attack on the Capitol, Murdoch apparently had enough with Donald Trump. Writing in an email, Fox News very busy pivoting. We want to make Trump a non-person.
Oh, dude.
Fox News responded to this latest filing with a statement saying that the Dominion lawsuit is, quote, a blatant violation of the First Amendment. They say, George, that they were simply covering and commenting on the statements of a sitting president. This case is set to go to trial in April.
April, everybody. April. Woohoo! Can't wait for April. The Murdoch trial is going to go into closing arguments tomorrow. The guy has confessed to about 100 financial crimes. He's going to jail. Unless there's one juror, just one, that says, you know, he owns the town. I just, you know, I'm used to living in, you know, a place where the Murdochs, you know, own everything. I don't know. But Rupert Murdoch there. So now we're getting the brief, the filing from the Fox, you know, the Dominion lawsuit where they're suing Fox News for defamation. And obviously, we've gone over the high standard in defamation lawsuits, especially of public figures. You have to prove actual malice. Well, their slogan ought to be, you know, we report, you decide, plus actual malice. You know what Sean called it? He called them the actual malice palace. That's what Fox News is. I mean, it's unbelievable. So did they, actually lie knowing that they were lying? Hell, they're Fox News. I don't know why the court system is so slow. I don't know why it takes so long to get caught up with what's going on the TV. But, I mean, even secession understands the story. You know, Logan Roy is Rupert Murdoch. You understand that? You get. And they just said, HBO just said that the coming season for Succession is going to be the last one, which means that Rupert, the character upon which Logan Roy was based, is going to outlive the series about him. That's crazy. So now, Brett says, how old is Rupert Murdoch? So I looked it up. He's 91 years old. 91 years old. And he's at this point in his life, where he has to decide what does he want to see happen to his empire once he's dead. And I don't know. I mean, there's this big battle between the children about who should get it and what they want to do with it. And there's Lachlan and there's the daughter. And I mean, it's just, it is that show. But maybe he just wants to burn the whole thing down. You know, maybe he just, you know, which would be bad because as we learned in East Palestine, it is not safe to burn toxic materials. So I don't know what's going on over there, but Murdoch actually in this deposition, he under oath, he said that his talent and his executives, I mean, we're talking Suzanne Scott, who is the head of Fox News. We're talking like, you know, major, major executives here. We're talking their legal advisors, everybody, right? Under oath, he said that his personalities and his executives actually allowed for election fraud claims to be on their air repeatedly, day in, day out, to inflame this the electorate of this country to the point where they actually went and did violence and tried to kill Nancy Pelosi, tried to kill Mike Pence, tried to, literally just burn the place down based on these lies. And he admits under oath, yeah, we did it. I mean, I'm just going to show you Nicole Wallace reading a small portion just because the words are on the screen.
I'm going to read you some of what has never been seen before. It is more from the sworn testimony of Rupert Murdoch. There are others in this new filing, but I'm going to read you some of the verbatim from his deposition as quoted in this new filing. So it comes in this section. It says, while Fox does argue at times that its hosts were reportedly neutrally without endorsing any of the lies about Dominion, the record demonstrates the opposite. The hosts of the accused shows repeatedly endorsed the stolen election lies. Even Rupert Murdoch had to concede this point. Question. You are aware now that Fox did more than simply host these guests and give them a platform, correct? Answer from Rupert Murdoch. I think you've shown me some material in support of that. Question. In fact, you're now aware that Fox endorsed at times this false notion of a stolen election. Answer from Rupert Murdoch. Not Fox, no, not Fox. Mm. But maybe Lou Dobbs, maybe Maria as commentators. Question.
Ooh,
we went through
bus.
Fox host Maria Bartiromo, yes? Answer, yes, come on. Question, Fox host Jeanine Pirro. Answer, I think so. Fox business host Lou Dobbs. Answer, oh, a lot. Fox host Sean Hannity. Answer, a bit. All were in that document, correct? Answer, yes, they were. Question, about Fox endorsing the narrative of a stolen election, correct? Answer, no, some of our commentators were endorsing it. Question, about their endorsement of a stolen election. Answer, yes, they endorsed.
Whoops. Everybody under the bus. So check this out. So this is the position. Rupert Murdoch admits under oath that his hosts, that his people on the air lied a lot. Some of them a lot. Some of them, yes, of course, right? Lou Dobbs, Maria Bartiromo, whatever. A little bit, Sean Hannity, a little bit. Later on, he's asked, well, why did you keep allowing, Sean Hannity and the others that you're trying to defend, bring Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell on? He says, well, because it wasn't about blue or red. It was about green, meaning for him, it was all about business. But anyway, here's the thing. So he is literally sitting there under oath and saying that, yes, I built an entire empire of lying, but I'm not going to take the rap. Under oath myself. I'm not going to perjure myself. Okay, so because I'm 91 years old and I don't need this for the rest of my life. So this is like Charles Manson's defense, right? I wasn't there. I didn't do it because I wasn't there. Yes, I ordered it. Yes, I oversaw it. Yes, I poisoned the minds of these people. Yes, they were, in a cult and I was the leader. But I take no responsibility. You know, that did not work for Charles Manson. But the perjury thing is the only thing that Rupert Murdoch could have walked into at this late stage in his life, and he wasn't willing to do it. Instead, he threw every single one of his employees, from Suzanne Scott, maybe we should have gotten rid of her, all the way to, Maria Bartiromo and Lou Dobbs, they fired Lou Dobbs, to Sean Hannity, to Tucker Carlson, to Laura Ingraham. He actually said that the stuff that they were saying he knew was BS and damaging.